Welcome to your initiation into the New Hermetics. This program is not like any other initiation you will ever experience. This is because it has been designed to lead you through the fundamental, internal, mental, and spiritual parts of initiation without the usual ceremonial aspects. It is designed specifically to introduce and connect your consciousness with the highest aspects of its own being, and to introduce and connect the highest aspects of your own being with your conscious mind. This may occur as a mere glimpse of something ephemeral, or as a profound spiritual experience, depending on your willingness and the willingness of your highest being to participate. This initiation is based upon the formula of initiation from all religions and secret societies. You, the candidate, are in darkness, and introduced progressively to the light. This sort of initiation is usually performed in a ceremonial manner. But in the New Hermetics initiation, only the internal part of initiation that your mind goes through in the process is explored. This initiatory pattern is a pure representation of the inner spiritual initiation that takes place as a result of any ceremony that might be performed. This allows you to dispense with the outer ceremony at all, because the true inner light of the initiatory pattern is really all that is necessary. This also enables us to eliminate any dogmatic or religious overtones from the initiatory experience, allowing you to experience initiation in whatever way is most appropriate for your needs. The specific pattern is based upon the desire of the candidate to experience transcendence, and the necessity of being stopped before reaching the goal, purified by small exposures to the light and final admittance into the experience of pure light. Because this program contains powerful relaxation suggestions, you mustn't listen to it while in a moving automobile, or while engaged in any activity that requires your full concentration. If at any time while you are listening to this tape, a situation occurs that requires your full attention, you will return immediately to normal conscious awareness and be able to handle the situation calmly, alertly, and appropriately. Now, please find a quiet place where you will be able to sit or lie down and relax for about the next half hour without being disturbed. Now that you're sitting or lying down in a comfortable place, I just want you to allow your body to relax. Close your eyes and get comfortable. And as you're getting comfortable, I want you to take a deep breath in with me. And let it out. And take a deep breath in. And let it out. And in. And out. And in, and out, and continue breathing, and allow yourself to continue relaxing more and more deeply as you continue to breathe, and with each breath you take, you will become more and more deeply relaxed. And as you breathe, you will become aware of your abdomen moving up and down. And you can become aware of your spine resting against a soft, yielding surface. And your feet resting. And you will notice a relaxing current of warm, soothing energy moving into your feet and filling them with relaxation. And you can allow this warm, totally relaxing energy to move up into your calves, relaxing them, and up into your thighs, totally relaxing. And as this relaxing sensation moves into your buttocks, you are feeling more and more totally relaxed. And as it moves up into your chest and your abdomen and your shoulders, your whole torso is beginning to relax, totally relaxing. And this warm, relaxing sensation can move down into your arms, down, totally relaxing into your hands. And this warm, totally relaxing sensation can move up into your neck and your face and your head, and you are starting to feel totally relaxed. And now that you are feeling really relaxed, I want you to turn your consciousness inwards and allow yourself to move more and more deeply into an altered state. It's okay to just let yourself go. And as you are thoroughly relaxing, I would like you to imagine that you're in a hallway. Look around the hallway, noticing the walls and the floor and the ceiling. Notice the textures, the smells, anything that you sense in this hallway. And I would like you to look down the hallway. And at the end of the hallway, I would like you to see a door. Tell yourself to experience a door, and it will appear. This doorway is the entrance to your inner temple. Now go to that door, open it up, and step inside. As you step in, you will see your inner temple before you. Allow this temple to be a bare room with four walls, totally empty for now, although you may fill it with any objects you want as the need arises. Look at the far wall directly in front of you. This is the east in your temple. Make this wall yellow with your imagination. A nice lemon yellow, bright and sunny. This will be the location of the element of air. You can begin to visualize this wall more as a window with billowing yellow clouds behind it. Any beings or forces having to do with the element of air will live in and will manifest from this wall. Now imagine yourself turning to the right, clockwise, around to the south wall. Make this wall red. A nice bright fire engine red. This is the location of the element of fire in your inner temple. You can begin to visualize this wall more as a window with fiery red burning flames behind it. Any beings or forces having to do with the element of fire will live in and will manifest from this wall. Now imagine yourself turning to the right again, clockwise, around to the west wall that's behind you. You may see the door you came through in this wall, but it doesn't have to be there unless you need it. Make this wall blue, a deep blue. This will be the location of the element of water. You can begin to visualize this wall more as a window with flowing, undulating blue water behind it if you wish. Any beings or forces having to do with water will live in and will manifest from this wall. Now, imagine yourself turning to the right again, around to the north wall. Make this wall black. This will be the location of the element of earth. You may visualize this wall more as a window with black, crystalline, stone formations. Any beings or forces having to do with earth will live in and will manifest from this wall. Now look up above these walls. Instead of a ceiling, visualize a starry sky. Any beings or forces having to do with the stars or the planets will manifest from above you in this starry expanse. Look around at your temple and begin to orient yourself within it. This is the place where your magic begins. See the yellow wall in the east, the blue wall in the west, the red wall in the south, and the black wall in the north. This is your inner temple. As you begin to feel oriented within this inner temple, I would like you to turn to the center of your temple. And now begin to visualize that there is a huge, jet black egg that is 2 or 3 feet taller than you, right in the center of your temple. And as you begin to visualize this egg, I would like you to approach it and touch its smooth black surface. And as you do, allow your imaginary hand to slip through inside the egg. And allow yourself to follow, moving in to this egg of blackness. This egg represents your spiritual body, or aura. It is black now. And as you enter this aura, you can allow yourself to be surrounded by pure blackness, in an abyss of pure darkness. In this blackness, you can become aware that you are floating in a void. Below you, you can hear the sound of ocean waves, as if you are floating above a black sea. As you become oriented to this place, you realize that you are between two pillars, two giant pillars, extending above and below you, and you cannot see their end. Each pillar represents a polarity. The left pillar represents the mercy and love of the universe, and the right pillar represents the severity and cruelty of the universe. And you are positioned between these two polar forces. To equilibrate these two opposites, begin to imagine that you see a point of divine white brilliance above you, shining down. This point of light represents the descent of cosmic consciousness, but you are still in the blackness of your own consciousness. Pause and perceive the two pillars and the single point of light between. And as you begin to perceive this point of light, you may realize that this is truly the light of cosmic consciousness dawning in the distance. And you may know that if you could reach this point of light, you would experience illumination in some form, and this is what you desire. And as you realize this, you may begin to feel this desire as an intense feeling of pleasure in the base of your spine and in your sexual organs. And as you think about becoming one with this light, the pleasurable feeling of desire can awaken in your lower body, and it can become more and more intense as you feel the sensations of desire. And as this desire grows, you may concentrate on the light and move that sensation of pleasurable desire up into your body, moving that sensation from your groin into your stomach and lower back, totally pleasurable. And you can move that sensation up into your chest, feeling so wonderful. And you can move that pleasurable desire up into your neck, but you cannot move it any further. It is as if you are stopped at the point of the sword and cannot go on. And this is a sad feeling, as you could want nothing more than to experience a union with this light. And you look again toward the distant point of light, and as you perceive the light, you notice a ray of that light coming towards you. A ray of beautiful light, and it reaches you and enters through the top of your head, and it feels wonderful. And it travels pleasurably down your neck, into your torso, and all the way down to your groin and the base of your spine. And you feel empowered and purified and strengthened by this tiny ray of light. And you feel the light inside of you, although it is still faint. But your desire to be one with this light is even greater. And as you look toward the source of the light again, you can see that it has moved somewhat closer and is now a slightly larger ball of light. And again, you can perceive a tiny ray of light descending from this cosmic source, and again entering your head, feeling totally pleasurable and wonderful, and descending down through your body, through your chest and your stomach, to your groin and the base of your spine. And it is filling you with light and pleasure. And as it reaches the base of your spine and your groin, again you can feel those pleasurable feelings of intense desire in your lower body. And they are even more pleasurable and intense. And they begin to rise up again into your stomach, filling you with warmth and pleasure. And as you aspire toward the light, you can perceive that it is moving toward you as well. And your pleasure and desire can move up into your chest, and the light grows brighter and closer. And as your desire moves into your throat, the light is becoming very close now. And you can feel its warmth and radiance very close to you. And as your desire moves up into your face and your head, the light begins to merge with you, and your whole being is becoming one with the light, and you are filled with the ecstasy of union and light, and you are one with consciousness itself, and you may begin to see images of your life's purpose or your destiny. Or you may just dissolve into the light. And the light is in you. And you are in the light, and there is no difference, and you are all power, and you feel all of the love and passion of the whole universe bursting through you, and you are disintegrating and spread out across millions of miles, and everywhere you are intimately aware of love and burning light. And you can feel pure ecstasy coursing through every part of your being, which is the universe. And now this sense begins to slowly dissolve away, and you may return to your temple room, and you know that your initiation is over. And now you can look around at your temple room, at the yellow wall in front of you, the red wall to your right, the black wall to your left, and the blue wall behind you. This is your personal temple from now on if you choose to use it. It is a sanctuary, a magical laboratory, and a place to contact every kind of power. You may put any kind of astral objects that you can conceive of in this room, and you can find everything that you will ever need here. simply by imagining it into existence. Now, in the center of your room, look upward into the starry sky, and directly above your head, you will discover that there is now a glowing ball of white light that is your connection with cosmic consciousness, and it will always burn above your head, waiting to be called down into you whenever you need it. Now turn around and notice the door behind you, and go to the door, and as you walk through the door, you will return to your bodily awareness. But you can still see the door in your mind's eye, and you can know that whenever you want to return to your inner temple, you can simply visualize this door and then move through it into your temple. And you may be refreshed and happy as you return to full conscious awareness at the count of five. 1. Getting in touch with your body. 2. Becoming focused and clear. 3. Knowing your success with the new hermetics is assured. 4. Starting to move your fingers and your toes. 5. Fully alert, awake and clear. Alert, relaxed and refreshed. And that is your initiation into the new hermetics. You've now taken the first step to power and mastery, and you may continue onward with the rest of the series as soon as you are ready. This is the end of side 2. Please fast forward the tape to cue up side 1 for your next listening.